Good morning. God's blessings to you. Let me just read a little bit of what we sang this morning. Come, gracious Spirit, heavenly dove, with light and comfort from above. Be thou our guardian, thou our guide, or every thought and step preside. I have a question for you. Does God ever speak to you? Do you ever have a clear sense that God is telling you what to do? What do you think of someone who says, God told me to say this to you? That's a little bit different, right? It's my goal this morning to nudge you to be more open to God speaking from you and to expect it. I'm going to try to tell you 7 stories this morning. We'll see how it goes. I believe God wants us to be able to distinguish his voice, our own spirit, and the voice of the enemy, and to be able to distinguish which is which. The first story is Adam and Eve. The Bible is very clear that Adam and Eve were able to hear from God. God told them, don't eat from the tree. God told them, work the garden. God told Adam, name the animals. And so there's a clear sense of God talking to him. And after Adam and Eve sinned, something had changed. They were no longer, felt comfortable with God. They hid, but they could still talk to God. I'm going to suggest that when Adam and Eve sinned, their ability to connect with God was damaged. And we're here after the fall, and so it's not as easy for us to connect with God as it was before. But it ought to be our goal to get better at it. Second story. The children of Israel were there by the mountain. God was coming down on the mountain. God was speaking to them with a loud trumpet voice. There was lightning. There was smoke. All these things. And listen to what they said. Moses, you speak to us and we will listen, but do not let God speak to us lest we die. Isn't that sad? Isn't that awful? It's too scary. I don't want to hear from God. But a part of who we're made, we're not just soul and body. We have a spirit that was designed to connect with God. And when we connect with God, we are functioning at our best. So I say, don't be like Adam and Eve, and don't be like the children of Israel. The third story I want to tell you is about David. Psalm 34, 8 and 9. These are words that I often use when I pray with someone. Listen to this. God is speaking. I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Be not like a horse or a mule without understanding, which must be curbed with bit or bridle, or it will not stay near you. I think God is telling you this morning, I don't want to use brute force to change your course. I want you to be able to hear from me and intuitively follow. David also said after he had sinned these words, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence and wonderful. Isn't that beautiful? I know I've messed up in a big way, but please, I don't want to lose this connection I have with you, that I've known to have with you. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. I love when God speaks to me, David is saying, and I can't imagine what life would be like without that. I want to contrast that with Samson. Samson is with Delilah, and she's finally worn him down, and He tells her the secret. The Bible says he woke up thinking, I will go out as at other times and shake myself free. But he did not know that the Lord had left him. How many times do you think in the Bible it says, and the word of the Lord came to Elijah, the prophets? Just again and again, the word of the Lord comes to them. And they know it so clearly that they write it down and say, God told me. And if you don't believe me, time will tell that God has spoken to me, and history will confirm what I'm telling you. I want to be clear this morning that I'm not talking about you and me continuing to add to the holy canon. I'm not talking about that. But I insist that God wants you and me to be able to hear from him and to say, I'm pretty sure this is from God. So I'm going to take the risk to act on it. I want us to grow in that area. And I believe that if we're committed and willing, that we can grow in those areas. Story number 5, Philip. Philip is in Samaria, and he's having a successful, God-blessed evangelistic campaign. People are coming to the Lord right and left. And then God says, I want you to go south into the desert. Someone has suggested that he thought to himself, so am I supposed to evangelize palm trees? This makes no sense. But it was clear enough that he went. And so he's walking south. And there's somebody from Jerusalem that heads south. And they meet. And in modern day terms, we would say it was a limousine. This man, this important man, was moving back to Ethiopia. And they meet. But not only do they meet, God says, I want you to go to him and join yourself to him or ask for a ride. And so he goes, and the man is reading the book of Isaiah. Where? Isaiah 53. And so he gets on board, and the guy says, do you know anything about this? Is he talking about himself or about someone else? And so he explains to them what's going on. And by the time he's done explaining, there's a creek there. And he's baptized. And Philip disappears, and he goes on his way rejoicing to Ethiopia. I hope he planted a lot of churches. We're not quite sure. Do you think God would like to guide you to those kind of encounters? Is that just New Testament? Peter, Acts 10. Peter's up on the rooftop. He's hungry, but lunch isn't ready, and so he's up there on the roof thinking and praying. He gets this vision, and a voice tells him to eat food that's unclean. I don't think you and I can imagine what kind of a clash that was, but I'm going to try. And forgive me if you don't like this illustration. It would be like God telling you to shave your beard. What would you do with that? But I'm not joking, because in chapter 11, he has to go to Jerusalem and explain to them. They call him on the carpet and say, what's the deal? Why did you disobey the rules? And he says, this wasn't my idea. God told me to go, and this is what happened. And the people are saying, the Bible says they became quiet, and then they said, so you mean the Gentiles get to be Christians too? Whew. But these men knew what it was like to hear from God and to obey. Paul, that's my seventh story, and we're doing good. Paul was in, I'm not quite sure where he was, but he was planning, he was just looking at the map, I think, and saying, I think I should go east to Asia. God says, nope, you got it wrong. Okay, so I'll go north to Bithynia. Nope, that's not right. So if I came from this way, I can't go this way, can't go this way. Do I go east? Do I go west to Europe? I guess. So here I go. I have tried to hear from God, and I think I'm getting better at it than I was. One of the things that I love to do most in a counseling situation is to take people's story and to hear from God about how to pray for them. And when God is guiding me, it's exciting. But I also know what it's like to try and it just doesn't go. So I'm not saying that I do it well or that I do it, that I do it well, but I try. I remember when God called me to go to El Salvador. I remember when I had a clear sense about what God wants me to do, where to focus now that I'm in Kansas. But there's times when I don't get it right, or I say, boy, I must have really messed up there. But I try and I say, well, I'm going to keep trying to learn. Would you be willing to, this morning, in a fresh way, just open yourself to God and say, God, maybe I've pushed you away without meaning to. Maybe you've tried to talk to me and show me what I should do, and I've been too much in a hurry or whatever. I want to invite you this morning to just open yourself in a fresh way to let God guide you. I think we should read the Bible a lot so that we have that sense that when something doesn't match with the Bible, that we don't go that way. I think we should listen to our brothers and sisters and say, this is what I'm sensing. Do you confirm that? I think those are okay guidelines, but I'm saying God made us to have relationship with Him and for us to talk to Him in prayer and for Him to be able to speak to us. So if you're willing, I'd like to pray this morning and just ask God and just tell Him that we're open to hearing from Him and in a fresh way be open to direction from Him this week. Will that be okay? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're so sad that Adam and Eve did what they did, and we lost our birthright, our connection with You. But now that we're Christians, now that we're learning to hear from You, there's so much more that we could learn and that we could grow in. And we just ask for Your forgiveness for the times that You've spoken and we've pushed it away because we just assumed it was our weird idea or we were scared or whatever. This week, we choose to open our eyes to You, to open our spiritual ears, and we just ask that today through the service, in our interactions with brothers and sisters, that we would just get a better sense of what it's like, what Your heart is like, so that when we hear and we feel these impulses, that we're able to say, yes, that's got to be God, or ooh, that doesn't feel right. We ask for that kind of direction, but we consciously open ourselves to You and invite You to speak to us and to give us direction. I pray that You'd protect us. I pray that You'd give us low-risk opportunities to learn. I pray in Jesus' name, amen.